Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today as a proud co-sponsor of the amendment offered by the senator from Wisconsin. I support this amendment because of my grave concern about our budget deficit. We in Congress have an obligation to put and keep this nation's fiscal house in order. By passing this tough PAYGO amendment, we can send a signal that we do not intend to shirk this duty. I think all members of the Senate know what this amendment does. It simply imposes a budget rule that requires any new tax cuts or entitlement spending to be offset. If no offset exists for new tax cuts or entitlement spending, then 60 senators will need to vote to override the rule. In short, this amendment forces Congress to make tough budget choices. There's no doubt that we would all like to provide the American people with more tax cuts. Many would also like to provide better or more efficient entitlement programs. Under the current budget rules, we are not forced to make many, if any, difficult priorities. If we want more entitlement spending or tax cuts, we simply provide for them in the budget. There's no way to ensure fiscal discipline. I wonder what effect a true PAYGO rule would have had when we had the debate on the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. Would Congress have thought the new benefit was so important that we were willing to reprioritize and actually pay for it? Mr. President, I have listened to distinguished senators argue against this amendment because the economy is showing improvement. But the fact that aspects of the economy are improving does not mean that our federal budget is in good shape. Forsaking measures that require budget discipline is the wrong policy. With all due respect, it is the type of thinking that got us into the current problem in the first place. In 1990, Congress, which at the time included many of the same senators here today, realized that federal spending was out of control. Congressional will to control spending was not enough to put us on the path to fiscal responsibility. So as part of the Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act of 1990, Congress enacted some tough budget measures, including PAYGO. PAYGO was extended in 1993 and again in 1997. Senators realized then that PAYGO was a good idea and actually working. We went from deficits and red ink as far as the eye can see in 1990 to an actual $236 billion budget surplus in 2000. It is this point that Congress thought the need for budget discipline had ended. So when PAYGO expired in 2002, it was not extended. This has led us to the point where we find ourselves today. In 2004, the federal deficit was $412 billion. In 5 short years, we have gone from a $236 billion surplus to a $412 billion deficit. Mr. President, PAYGO is not perfect. Congress has found and will continue to find, if it is included in this budget, ways around it. But despite its flaws, it does have a proven track record. It tests policies of both parties in the same way. Pay for your priorities or find 60 senators willing to override the rule. This is the way it should be. At a time when our budget is awash in red ink, it only makes sense to bring discipline and accountability back to the budget process. If new tax cuts or entitlement spending are so important, shouldn't we find a way to address the costs? Including PAYGO in this budget made sense in the 1990s, when the stock market was at historic highs and unemployment was at historic lows, and it makes sense today. Thank you, Mr. President.